Let's continue on the Box to Row podcast as we're joined by, in his sixth season as the head baseball coach at Bethune-Cookman, Jason Beverlin. And so far, the Wildcats in the NCAA Division I baseball tournament have made some history, but they're not done yet. A championship game in the Gainesville Regional against Florida at 4 p.m. Eastern. As Coach Beverlin joins us here on From the Press Box to press run our Box to Row podcast. Coach Beverlin, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, all the time. And a big win, obviously, last night against Florida, 6-2. But even before I go there, I want to start with the game against South Florida on Friday. You guys lose 9-1, and it's a double elimination situation. What did you tell your team after that game?
Just to go out and play our game, you know, play the way we can play and not worry so much about the other team's strengths, and go out and have fun too. I mean, you know, I think for a lot of them, the reality that this may be the last time they ever get on the field kind of set in, and, you know, they just started playing for each other and having fun, and, you know, the rest is history. They've done a great job ever since.
Yeah, it's been very good. Again, a win on Saturday against Marist, and then Sunday wins against USF after the loss to them, so you eliminate them, and then the win last night against Florida. What was different? You mentioned them kind of loosening up, having fun. I know they did that strategically. What was the difference, why your team was able to come back and get the victory against Marist on Saturday?
I think a lot of it, too, is at this age, realizing that it's baseball, anything can happen, and you're not playing against the name on the front of the jersey. And that was huge, you know, just overcoming both teams yesterday, and really with Marist, just the pitching performance, I think, really set the tone, and the bats started coming alive as well.
Yeah, we'll talk about a couple of the players that really have gotten it going offensively. So strategically, in terms of the game again against South Florida, an elimination game, the loser goes home. Why the drastic difference? Again, you lose the first time to them 9-1, and then you beat them 6-4, and that was in your first game on Sunday at noon.
I think obviously their pitcher did a great job against us the first time, but you know what I tried to relay to them is baseball. The last game you played doesn't help you win the next game. So, you know, whether we won or they won, it doesn't matter, because it's not going to help either team win that next game. They're totally separate. You know, each game is its own thing, and we don't have to worry about whether they scored 9 runs or we scored 1. Going into today, it's a new day, and that's exactly how they played it. We completely forgot about the first game, and they did a great job of executing. We, you know, had a great pitching performances, and you know, really swung the bats well.
That the voice of Jason Beverlin in his sixth season as the head baseball coach at Bethune-Cookman. He joins us here on the Box to Row podcast. The Wildcats looking for their first ever regional championship. They're going to play host Florida at 4 p.m. Eastern time on today. Anthony Maldonado, Coach Beverlin's been your guy this year. He struggled in that first game against USF, and you pulled him. He went 1 1/3 inning, gave up 4 runs. But, boy, he was really big for you against Florida last night. 4 innings, no runs, no hits. Can you talk about his performance last night and why he was able to have the great turnaround he had? I mean, you go from the dynamic of of being the guy and giving up those runs and only going one and a third and then shutting Florida down for four innings to get the save?
You know, I think a lot of that is just a growth process that guys sometimes need to go through. Being a freshman, I think he was very nervous and not himself the first game, but he's extremely competitive. You know, right after that game, he wanted the ball and really learned from his mistakes of being too amped up. And I think it really taught him a lot, you know, just how to control those emotions, and because he didn't want to make the same mistake twice. And that, you know, last night he was outstanding.
He was absolutely phenomenal. Did you know, or did you feel like, because he had given up the four runs again, only one and a third at that time when you decided to pull him, did you know that you were going to eventually go back to him and that you would need him later on down the road?
Yeah, definitely. I felt like if the longer the tournament went on, you know, we're still in and sticking around, he would definitely bounce back and end up playing a big part for us like he has all year.
Nate Starajewski, am I saying that correctly? Nate Starajewski?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, boy. I mean, he was absolutely magnificent for you last night in the 6-2 win. But he's been really, really good for you throughout this tournament. Can you talk about his play? You mentioned Maldonado being a freshman. You got some young guys that are really stepping up for you. Nate is just a sophomore.
Yeah, he's been unbelievable. Really, you know, the second half of the season, he started off slow with the bat. But second half of the season, he's been as hot as anybody, you know, and plays great defense. And really the same type thing. He's just really, really competitive. And that competitiveness really wears off on the other guys. And, you know, this tournament, he's been unbelievable. Just played great, really, on both sides. And has really led our offense.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, particularly, you know, the four RBI that he had against Florida. How big was that eighth inning? You guys are trying to protect that 3-2 lead. You know, I had a chance. I was listening to the game against USF, and you had the 6-3 lead. You give up the home run, but one run, that one run doesn't hurt you. You get the victory 6-4. But how big against Florida were the three runs in the top of the eighth when the game at that time was 3-2?
You know, that's one thing I think our offense, like you said, has done, you know, throughout this tournament, is they just continue to put pressure on the other team and continue to tack on runs. You know, they're not satisfied with just getting the lead. They continue to try and tack on runs, you know, because you can see that sometimes throughout the season. You get up on a team and you get kind of complacent. Next thing you know, boom, you lose the game. The other team has a big inning. But these guys have been relentless in their approach and you know, really just every single inning tried to put together good at-bats and put pressure on the other team and continue to tack on runs, which is huge for the pitching staff and the defense because it gives you that leeway. Like you said, we gave up the solo home run against USF, but we had that cushion. We were able to do that because the offense continued to push on and scored us those insurance runs.
Who goes for you today? Who's your starter today?
We're still up in the air. We are still trying to look at everything and see what we're going to do. Everyone will definitely be available. There's no question. I mean, minus the guys that just threw a lot of pitches. But, you know, we're just going to have to mix and match and try and manage the bullpen the best we can all game. So, you know, to give us a chance.
Sure. What can
the good thing about this time in the tournament is everybody's thin. So, you know, guys are just going to have to step up, which is always the case. And if you're going to win a tournament.
Yeah, no question about it. It's at the end of everything, at the heart of everything, it's, as they say, it's baseball. What concerns you? What are the concerns maybe that you have about, obviously they're the number, what, three or four ranked team in the country, but what are specifically some of the concerns you have about Florida?
I think, you know, the biggest thing is we need to continue to come ready to play, and I think we will, obviously. You know, I think the guys are very excited and loose right now because they've been here. You know, I don't think they're going to panic by any means, but, you know, just don't let the enormity of the game change the way we play. You know, now is not the time to get tight and get out of our game. You know, continue to just do the things we've been doing, play loose and focused. And, you know, I think good things will happen today.
And then lastly, you know, you get the three seed, which is obviously really big for you. This has been a good season. Certainly record-wise, and it's unfinished business. Like, I know a lot of the talk has been history. Well, you know, Bethune-Cookman so far has won three games, and it's advanced to the regional championship game, which hasn't been done before. But I know you, your program, you want to win it all. With that being said, however, how pleased are you with where, not just where the program is, but how well you guys are playing in this regional champion, or in this regional tournament?
They've done a great job, you know, especially after losing that first one. Just being resilient, coming back, and fighting to get to where we are right now and put us in a position to win a regional. You know, that's huge. Being a three seed, so many things, like I told them, you know, you don't get the opportunity to raise the bar every single year, so making the most of these opportunities and really pushing that bar up high for your program is huge. You know, they're definitely pushing our program up to another level. And, you know, as they look back on their careers, it's going to be something very special that they can all, you know, share and reminisce when they come back 10, 15, 20 years from now. So, you know, I think, too, the being a three seed is really a credit to our league, because our league has improved so much that if one team was really good in the past, I still don't think that we would have garnered a three seed if it weren't for the other teams improving so much and our league improving so much. So really a credit to all the coaches and players in our league.
Yeah, I think it's a great point. I mean, when you look at, you know, you guys battling A&T with their turnaround, you're battling Florida A&M. They did so well. Jason Beverland, in his sixth season as the head baseball coach at Bethune-Cookman, joins us here on the Box to Row podcast. Again, the Wildcats are going to take on the University of Florida for the Gainesville Regional Championship at 4 p.m. Eastern. Coach Beverland, we appreciate the time. Good luck to you and the Wildcats.
Thank you. I appreciate it.